Clark Stiller select T.J. Watt, linebacker, Wisconsin.
Draft night. You were in Wisconsin. Where were you? Who was there? What was it like waiting to get that phone call?
I was in Pewaukee, Wisconsin, my hometown, in my basement. My mom took the whole week to redecorate the basement, print off new pictures of me and put them up all over the place. So it was really special. And I didn't want any cameras. I wanted really intimate. I wanted, it was like 10 to 12 of my closest friends, and then a few family members, and then my girlfriend was there as well. So I didn't want to make it anything bigger than what it was. Obviously, it was a huge moment in my life, but I wanted the most important people who have been with me since day one there on that night with me.
T.J. Watt, what's going on? Coach Tomlin here. Hey, look, you ready to become a Pittsburgh Steeler?
So what was it like on your end of that phone call?
I saw the 412 area code, the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I knew right away it was the Steelers, and I just, as soon as I picked it up and heard his voice, it was a very, very surreal moment, and it kind of hit me really hard at that point that this was a dream come true. And I don't think that it still hit me fully yet, but being here is kind of helped me along that path.
You said on your conference call you felt like the Steelers were a good fit for you. It's a big night, like you said. You're just drafted. You have to be excited for that. But why do you feel like Pittsburgh is taking it to that another level of excitement?
Yeah, I think, for one, it's just the scheme. From what I've been doing at Wisconsin, the 3-4 scheme, and what I'll be doing here in the 3-4 scheme as well, is it translates so well. And then you think about relationships and coaches and players, and you go to all these different facilities and teams throughout this whole pre-draft process, and you kind of figure out, okay, I would fit in here, I wouldn't fit in here. And Pittsburgh's a place where I really, really wanted to come here, and I'm just so happy I ended up here.
What were your interactions like with the Steelers, coaching staff, scouting staff, during the whole process leading up to the draft?
Yeah, it started off kind of hot and then kind of sizzled off at the end because we didn't talk much towards the back end of the whole thing. But for my pro day, they came up and we had a dinner right before my pro day, which was really nice, probably about an hour and a half, 2-hour dinner. Got to meet everybody, and then at pro day they ran me through the workout, so it went really well.
Who all was at that dinner, and why did they make you feel comfortable, make you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Mr. Colbert was there. Mike Tomlin was there, Coach Porter was there, Coach Butler was there, and it was just trying to get to know everybody, and I think it was just really cool to kind of put names to faces and just trying to get a feel of each other off the field, and it was an awesome night.
He's proud, I'm sure he's proud of his family name, but I think he wants to make TJ just as proud, you know what I mean, as the Watt name. So
you want to be your own player, you don't want to be known as JJ's brother. How do you go about doing that when you have a brother who has been a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year winner?
I think the first step is just getting to an organization and separating myself. I think now that I'm finally in the NFL, it's kind of surreal for me that I'm on the same playing field as both of my brothers. And I've done the whole same thing my whole life, is just be my own person and do the best that I can and just work my butt off each and every single day and not worry about what he's doing because I am my own person.
How special was it for your family? You are now the third Watt brother in the NFL. That not too many families can say they have one person in the NFL, let alone three.
Yeah, for me, this is the only life I know. So it's as crazy as it sounds, it's kind of normal for me. We always knew that we wanted to play in the NFL, and it is crazy that it happened the way it did, but it's so much work behind the scenes that nobody will ever see, and we work so hard, and that's why we're just happy it all paid off and we're at the highest level of football.
What's the best advice your brothers have given you through this whole process?
Especially as a rookie, I'm going to come in and just keep quiet, keep as quiet as possible, and just do as I'm told, and just to work as hard as I can and to prove to the Rooney family that they did a good job in selecting me.
How would you describe your work ethic and how you prepare to play the game of football?
Yeah, I think the way that I do it is slim to none on what other people do. I think I've been living a professional football player the past 2 years in college. The way I prepare and treat each game like it's its own entity, and the way I study offensive tackles and quarterbacks, it's just a science, this game, and you have to take it so seriously, and that's why I think my game will translate so well to Pittsburgh.
Coach Christ is the one that suggested you move to the defensive side of the ball. What other things has he done to impact your life and maybe even given you hints of what life is like here in Pittsburgh?
he's always raved about Pittsburgh. He loves it here, and we've had multiple talks on just how much he loved it here when he was here, and obviously he's a great man as well. And we'd have a lot of talks on the whole being a younger brother type deal, and we've had many just talks about normal things too. And Paul Chris is a great guy, and I can't wait to get back there and say what's up to him.
JJ had a conference call on Friday, said that he reached out to Antonio Brown, one of his former teammates at Central Michigan, said to watch out for you, take care of you, but haze you a little bit. Have you ever met AB, and what do you know about him?
No, I've never met him. I saw him play at Central Michigan when JJ was there. I went to a couple of their games, so I know he's an electric player, and obviously he's doing really well for himself here too, and it's awesome to call a guy who's playing football at the highest level, a teammate. So I'm really looking forward to getting to meet him.
Do you have any connections with any of the guys on the defensive side of the ball? Has anybody reached out to you since being drafted?
Cam Hayward and Ryan Shazier reached out to me. I don't really have any connections with those guys, but I'm looking forward to building those relationships.
When you think Pittsburgh Steeler and you think defense and pass rusher, what comes to mind?
Badass football. I think of just guys flying around making hits and playing with swag, and I think that's what I embody. I think that's what football is all about, and that's what makes this game so fun.